Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk was the first to publicly question what he called toxic rhetoric on talk radio and television. This was in his press conference Saturday night. On Fox News yesterday, Sheriff Dubnyk called out Tea Party favorite Sharon Angel of Nevada and Sarah Palin as two individuals he saw as responsible for ratcheting up the political dialogue. Many have spoken with Sarah Palin, and we remember Sharon Angel said a Second Amendment solution might be necessary to address President Obama's policies. The Second Amendment, of course, about the right to take up arms. But that's the talk most of us hear. What about deeper in the talk stream? Here, for example, is syndicated talk show host Michael Savage. He's responding to a caller insinuating that the mayor of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, is starting some sort of new secretive police service.
Well, why would Bloomberg need a separate police force from the NYPD?
Being funded by Obama's federal government, $5.9 billion.
Oh, God, no.
These are the brown shirts that
you're talking about. Oh, God, no. You're kidding me. So the way Obama, the dictator, is doing this is funding mayors to create their own security details, and then eventually they will be given weapons?
Well, this is the next step. I'm sure of it.
Oh, my God, Tom.
Coming to a town.
Tom, it's frightening, but I put nothing past the Joker. Thank you for the call.
Randy Borum is a professor at the College of Behavioral and Community Sciences at the University of South Florida and an expert on extremist violence. And Randy, you know, again, we go out of our way to say it, as most in the media are, that we have no sense of what propelled this shooter, this alleged shooter, to this shopping center in Arizona on Saturday night. But what about language like we just heard, saying that there are brown shirt armies being organized in cities across America? How does that language impact an unbalanced person?
Well, Robert, I appreciate the care with which you're taking to not speculate too deeply about this individual event. But certainly the range of issues here about political climate, the way that that affects people's behavior is relevant to this discussion. It's timely and it's important. So I think that the connection here is that as we're thinking about really tragic things that happened and people who do really horrific acts, and we attempt to understand that, we need to recall that this is not just about what was going on inside people's head, but people operate in a context. They operate in a social context. And the climate, the mood of their surroundings, of their community, of the nation, of significant others who are important to them, are a part of the calculus in their head that helps to drive their decisions about their behavior.
Well, and as Matt Bai writes in his provocative column in the New York Times on Sunday, you know, we don't know what was in one particular person's head, but it's hard not to think that people aren't partly influenced by a debate that often seems to conflate philosophical disagreement with some kind of political Armageddon. Your sense of when the discourse goes there, and we're not talking even about politicians who may say angry things about each other. We're talking about this burbling stream that many Americans may not even be aware of.
Well, I think it's a very insightful observation. I mean, the discourse often moves from being political to being ideological. And the shift that I think you were alluding to there is when the polemic, the divisiveness, is not just about the issue and the extremity between either parties or groups, but it actually becomes this sort of dualistic notion of seeing everything in the world as part of this global struggle between good and evil. It's a real dualism. And when that happens, and when the debate and the narrative is cast in those terms, then it becomes not just about the issues. It becomes about a more global threat. It does a number of things, I think, that erode some of the boundaries to action that ordinarily keep us as human beings from attacking one another on a regular basis when we feel that there is some motivation or justification on our part to do so.
Well, and disclosure, very close with the mental health community, in much sympathy with the mental health community. And so I say this with the dark humor that you sometimes need. You know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean someone isn't out to get you. And, you know, if you're slipping into some sort of paranoia and somebody on the radio tells you that there is a brown shirt army coming to your town, you don't even have to be mentally ill to worry. But there have been people who have said that they have been propelled by things they have heard. There was the case of Brian Williams allegedly opening fire on police after he was pulled over for erratic driving. Williams told investigators that his intention was to start a revolution by traveling to San Francisco and killing people of importance at the Tides Foundation. Let's listen to Glenn Beck, conservative talk show host, who had been railing about the Tides Foundation.
The purpose is to create mass organizations to seize power. Wow, that almost sounds like the Tides Foundation.
Well, and Byron Williams said he'd been watching news and television shows that made him upset with the Tides Foundation. Media Matters was the one that discovered Glenn Beck was the main commentator on Fox News talking about Tides. Now, you know, we talk about a lot of things on radio, but if you speculate that the Tides Foundation is going to do something and you're not even sure that they are, is that going to go into enter somebody's head?
Well, your prior guest had mentioned, I think one needs to be careful even about the metaphors that are used, and to be thoughtful about the way that we express our disagreements and about the way that we cast persons who have opinions who differ from our own. Now, having said that, I don't know that there's reason to believe that any one talk show host, any one phrase, any one website is a proximate precipitant of any kind of horrific act. That is, in the absence of anything else, would this one thing have caused that? And I don't know that we're able to draw those kinds of direct connections. What we do know is that part of how people decide how they're going to behave depends on how they think other people close to them feel about their actions. How are other people going to respond to that? And there certainly are some people on one end of the continuum. My colleagues, Robert Fine and Brian Fosco, refer to these as fringe of fringe, who are, in essence, murderers in search of a cause. People who are looking for some kind of meaning, cause, something to bring them recognition, something to define them, and they pursue this action in service of that objective. But there are also a much broader group of people who are more easily influenced, not just by extremist ideas, but also by this divisiveness that cast this as part of a bigger battle against good and evil. This is not just about the political issue anymore, but this is about the other group, the other people, the people who are the them in an us and them battle, being cast as being threatening.
Well, Randy Boren, we just want to mention that radio host John Justice on KUTH in Tucson this morning is one of those calling on Sheriff Dubnyk to resign. Justice, one of the conservative commentators, is blaming everything on what he calls the idiot with the gun. So one hopes that the people who feel that they're being defensive about their language don't also get more paranoid about what people think of them. Randy Boren, professor at the College of Behavioral and Community Sciences at the University of South Florida, an expert on extremist violence. Randy, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Robin.
A conversation we are going to continue throughout the week. We hope you join us for that. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.